You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bage, host of The Entrepreneurs. Jill and Steve Henry are the co-founders of Meander, an Edinburgh-based outerwear brand making garments for everyday adventures. The designs are minimalist and Scandinavian-inspired, meant to be multifunctional for cycling, hiking, or walking the dog, and with a cut and color to keep you looking smart in the office or around town. Meander was launched off the back of a crowdfunding campaign in 2018 for a jacket designed with commuter cyclists in mind. The idea came after a charity ride from London to Paris, with the mission to create a jacket to perform on the ride and to look just as good in the bars afterwards. Since then, Meander has filled out its line of men and women's garments, all designed with function and sustainability in mind. The company is already part of 1% for the Planet and is working to become a certified B Corp. Here now is Jill, followed by Steve, with the story of Meander.
I'd worked for a number of fashion brands in London on the product sourcing and development side of things. But yeah, the idea for Meander came around. I think Steve and I, we'd always had bikes and cycles to work in London, but we weren't your stereotypical lycra-clad cyclists. It was only when we organised a charity bike ride with some friends from London to Paris that we thought we better get ourselves some proper gear. We had to pack light, and what we really wanted was one jacket that had the performance that was needed for a bike ride, but that we could wear for the rest of the trip around Paris in the evenings, but we just couldn't find it. We found proper cycling jackets that aren't ideal for wearing unless you're on a bike, as they're very specific fit, tend to be quite garish, or most fashion retailers offer something more stylish, but without the performance that we needed. So this led us down a path of thinking that if it didn't exist, then we could create it. And we designed our first jacket to be everything we wanted on the cycle. We made it super lightweight, breathable, waterproof and packable, and kept the design simple and minimalist. No logos, no neon, just a great looking, super versatile and technical jacket. And everything I would say evolved from there. A seed was planted to create a range of functional clothing with versatility at its core, made from the best performance fabrics. In creating our own brand, we decided it had to be through the direct consumer approach. Having worked in the business on the product costings, I was very aware that it's pretty normal for a markup to be 5 to 10 times from the factory to the retail price. But what we wanted to offer was premium quality fabrics sourced from European suppliers and made in factories, ethical factories in Europe. And this meant that the best way that we could offer the high quality and sustainability at an affordable price point was to be a direct-to-consumer brand.
At the start, we were thinking about cycling, but we found with the original Meander jacket that it was loved by people and not just cyclists. When we created something that was versatile enough for cycling and the city, it was also loved by dog walkers and people that would go out hiking, climbing Munros, and just anything. Because it didn't look like a cycling jacket, it was quite liked by a lot of people. So what we really decided we wanted to do was make a range of clothing that had performance at its heart, but had the style and comfort for everyday wear, and make things that are versatile for any situation. And sustainability was really important to us from the start, because we're both lovers of the outdoors and nature lovers. So we spent months visiting sort of mills and trade fairs around Europe, trying to find fabrics that combine the performance qualities and the style and comfort that we were looking for, but were also sustainably made. And trying to hit the mark on all of that was really hard, but we're now happy to be in a position where we've got great relationships with some of the best suppliers and manufacturers in Europe that all share our values. So, for example, the t-shirt we made, we also designed for cycling, but we wanted a plain t-shirt that had performance qualities, and quickly realized that that's going to be useful not just for cycling. And we worked with a company to make a dry release technology that blends cashmere with recycled polyester, so you've got all of the performance you need. It's a very sustainable fabric that's quick drying and sweat wicking, and we also treated it with Polygene, which is an anti-odor technology that means you can wear it longer without washing, and by washing the garment less, it has a much, much lower environmental impact. I'm always running, riding my bike, training for events, and we wanted something that I could wear cycling, and anyone could wear cycling, whether it's a 5-minute tootle to the shops or a 4-hour weekend jaunt around the countryside. So to do that, it needed to be lightweight for the bike. It needed to be very waterproof in case you get caught out in the rain, but also needed to have the breathability so that you can get your body temperature up and not get uncomfortable wearing it. So we had to factor in all of that. But we also wanted to make sure that it looked like a nice jacket. So if you stop for a drink, there's been so many situations where I've been on my bike and someone will say, "Do you want to meet me for a drink?" And I'll be too embarrassed to go somewhere and meet them for a drink because I'm wearing my normal cycling jacket. So I wanted a bike jacket that I'd be comfortable wearing in any other situation. So we designed it quite minimally, so it had a nice classic look to it, but with all of the details you'd need for cycling. And we spent quite a lot of time agonizing over the design, trying to get everything that you'd need from a bike jacket in without ruining the aesthetic. I think the hardest thing we found was the reflectivity. If you're going to design a bike jacket these days, you need to make sure that it's got the reflectivity so you can be seen in traffic, but you equally don't want a garish jacket. So we sort of spent ages going back and forth trying to find ways to add it without ruining the design, and in the end came up with a few different ways where we could make the reflectivity optional. So we added some cuffs that could be folded out to get reflectivity on your sleeve when you're cycling, but folded away when you're not. And we put a huge back pocket on the jacket with a large reflective panel that you can pull out for when you're cycling and then tuck away, so when you're going around town, you wouldn't even know that it was there.
The crowdfunding was a great sort of starting place. I think that's where, I guess, we did our testing really, and we found that there was more people like us. I think at that point we realised that it wasn't just about creating a range for cyclists, but it was people that want versatile gear that works whether you're, you know, going on a hike, walking the dog, or just want something that's comfortable for wearing at home. So yeah, the crowdfunding definitely kind of solidified what we wanted to do with the range. And then for the next collection, when we launched it, it's been a mix of different kind of tactics, I guess, to get the name out there. We've done pop-up stores in Edinburgh, which have been a great success. I think being able to go out and talk to customers and find what they want and speak to them directly has been really good for us. We've done a lot of direct consumer shows as well and got amazing feedback there. And then just recently, during the COVID crisis, which, you know, it's been a difficult time for a lot of people, but it's actually been a time where Meander has really taken off. I think with cycling has kind of quadrupled over the last few months, and also people being at home and looking to be comfortable. So I think all of those kind of things have gone in our favour. And then I think we're also getting just great word of mouth. You know, we're seeing kind of repeat orders in certain areas, and people who are really kind of getting into the brand and what we do. I think for us, we do want to create a profitable business, but at the same time, we're wanting to create something for the long term that's sustainable. We're members of 1% for the Planet, and so we do look to give back to charities and to environmental organizations. And I think people at the moment are really getting on board. They're really caring where their products are coming from. They're looking to buy from brands that are ethical, that are producing more locally. And so I think with our messaging and people kind of getting on board with some of the things that we do, that we are starting to get some more traction through word of mouth, which is amazing.
Yeah, so at the moment we're in the process of applying for B Corp certification, which is quite a lengthy process and a lot of hoops to jump through. But it's something that's really important to us because the company's small now, and between the few of us, we all share the same environmental values. But we've got plans for this business to grow, and we want to make sure that all of those values are solidified into the company from the start. So by signing up to B Corp, it ensures that we have the obligation as a company to consider the environment and external stakeholders at all stages. And it will make sure that we stick to that. And it'll also be a signal to our customers that we're not just paying lip service and saying the right things. It really communicates that it's who we are at the core, and I think that's a worthwhile process for us to go through. And we love giving back to environmental causes, and we are always going to be committed to using low impact fabrics and looking at the sourcing of the fabrics, looking at the chemicals used. I used to be a scuba diving instructor, and I still regularly travel and see some amazing places under the water, which is a huge passion of mine. But in the last 20 years, you can see with your own eyes the damage being done by us to the undersea world. So it's really important to us that if we're going to create a business, we don't want to be responsible for damaging our planet. We want to make sure that the business we create is something that we can be proud of and look back and say, we did it right. We might not have made as much money as we could, but we can be really proud of our business and the way we've done it.
Jill and Steve Henry there, co-founders of Meander, speaking to me from Edinburgh. You can learn more at meanderapparel.com. My thanks to both and to Christy Evans, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.